The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, 9th chapter, text number 34, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded in December of 1966 in New York.
Manmana bhava mad bhakta mad jari mang namaskuru mamiva aishyasi sauntiya jittri mad bhaktarayana. This law, this verse we have already finished. The conclusion of the 9th chapter of Srimad Bhagavad Gita, that the Lord says that manmana bhava mad bhakta, just always think of me, just become my devotee, and if you want to worship, just worship me.
If anyone in the rear would like to move up, you could hear much
yes,
better.
Yes, please.
Come forward.
Yeah. And this is the process of devotional service. It is not very difficult. Everyone can execute. To think of God, to offer some obeisances to God, and to serve something, to render some service unto Him, and just to become a party of God. Just like we identify. Everyone identifies to some party, either politically, socially, or religiously, economically, that we have got so many fields of activity. But in each and every field, we have got a party feeling. We cannot avoid that. In political field, you have got so many parties. Even in your own country, even there are Democratic Party or Conservative Party, and this party, that party. Now worldwide also, the Capitalistic Party, the Communistic Party. In our country also, there is Congress Party. The party is already there. Then socially also, you are Christian, I am Jew, I am Hindu. Of course, this is religiously. And socially also, in India, there is very social party. So you cannot avoid this partyism. All ladies and gentlemen who are present here, I ask you, do you not belong to any party? Can you deny that I don't belong to any party? Everyone belongs to some party. Now, spiritualism means that we should identify ourselves as God's party. That's all. That is spiritualism. They ask so many things, then why the materialists are called crazy by the spiritualists? Well, that is also partyism. This materialist also say to the spiritualist, that's crazy. Just like we have formed some society of Krishna consciousness, and those who do not like it, they say we are crazy fellows, we are assembly of crazy fellows. And similarly, we call others who do not associate with us, they are crazy fellows. So there is, we have a little pamphlet, booklet, who is crazy? Now how to decide? You are thinking the Swamiji and the party, they're crazy. And we are thinking those who are materially engaged, they're crazy. Now how to decide it? Can you suggest any way how to decide it? Who is crazy? Who will decide it? Everyone says the two parties, and when there is something and disagreement, The two parties say that you are in wrong, the other party will say you are. Then we decide that who is wrong. Can you suggest any one of you? Who will decide? The world is going on in partyism, and each opposite party is thinking that the other party is crazy. Now who will decide who is actually crazy? The actual, then we have come to the point of reason. Who is crazy? Now just see, take any common man, not yourself, not myself, any common man, if you ask him that what you are, he will say his conception is that I am this body. Everyone will say. He will give you some description that I am Christian, I am Hindu, or I am Mr. such and such, and Mrs. such and such, everything, whatever he or she will say, that is all due to this body. All due to this body. Everyone. When you say you are American, that means this is this body, because by accidents, by something, by some reason, you are born in this land of America. That is also another artificial name. The land is neither America nor India. The land is land. But we give some designation. This is America. We make some boundary. This is United States of America. This is Canada. This is Europe. And this is Asia. This is India. So this is our man. But actually, was there any history that the land is American or the land? Say, 400 years before or 500 years before, was this land as known as America? You have named it America. Say, some thousands of years before, was this the continent which is known as Europe? Can you trace out history that it was known as Europe? They are all designations. Just like we can say, from historical point of view, a Vedic literature, this whole world was known as Ilavati Varsha. Ilavati Varsha. And later on, since the reign of one great king, emperor, his name was Bharat, and he changed name into his own name, Bharat Varsha. So this whole planet was now Bharatvarsha. Then as the days go on, and some part of this world was, separated from the original Bharatvarsha, and it was called Europe or some other place. Just like we have got practical experience even in this age, that India, say about 20 years before, the area of India was including Burma, Ceylon, and the modern Pakistan and everything. Now it is separated. Now they are calling this is Pakistan. And somebody is calling that is Ceylon. So this process is going on. Actually, the land is neither Bharatvarsha nor Asia nor America nor England, but we give this name. According to that, with the change of time, with the change of influence, they are all designations. 50 years before, when some of you, of course, none all of you, 50 years old, say 40 years before, or 35 years before, when you are, or 25 years before, when you are not born, can you say what was your designation? Were you American or Indian or Chinese or Russian? Can you say? Say, after getting out of this body, do you think that you will continue as American or Indian or Chinese or Russian? Suppose you are now in America, in the land of America. The next life you may be in China. Who can say? because we are changing our body. You cannot say that we are not changing our body. Can you say that you are not changing your body? Yes, you are changing. When I was born from the mother's womb, my body was so little. Now how I have changed my... Where is that body? Where is that body when I was a child? Where is that body when I was a boy? Where is that body when I was a young man? I have got my photograph. My students see, oh, Swamiji, you are like this. Where is that body? Where it has gone? So, we are changing, but I am the same man. I am thinking, oh, in my childhood, I was doing like this. Oh, in my youthhood, I was thinking like this. In my boyhood, I did so many things. Now, where are those days gone? With my body, everything has gone out. It is simply remembering. But still, we are sticking to this body. And when I ask you, or when you ask me what you are, I say something in relationship with this body. Are you not crazy? Can you tell any of you that you are not crazy? If you, so far your identification is concerned, if you identify with something which you are not, then are you not crazy? Are you not crazy? Say, everyone who identifies with this body, he's a crazy man. He's a crazy man. It is a challenge to the world. Anyone who claims God's property, God's land, God's earth as own property, he's a crazy man. This is a challenge. Let anyone establish that this is his property, this is his body. You are simply, by nature, you are, by the freaks of nature, you are put into some place, you are put under some body, you are put under some consciousness, and you are dictated by the laws of nature, and you are mad after that. So everyone, prakita kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasa ahankar vimuratma kartaham iti mannate. Prakita kriyamanani, everyone is being pulled by the ear, just like a teacher takes to pull the ear of a student and does like this. Similarly, we, every one of us, under the complete clutches of the material nature, and we are being put, sometimes this body, sometimes that body. Now, fortunately, you have got human form of body. Oh, but they, don't you see, there are so many bodies, there are 8,400,000 of bodies. And by the laws of nature, by the freaks of nature, you can be put into any kind of body according to your will. So you are complete under the grip of nature. This time, fortunately and unfortunately, I have got this human form of life, but next time I may get the body of a dog or the body of a god. That will depend on my will. But the laws of nature is working. The laws of nature or the material nature is forcing me that you accept it. You cannot say, oh, that after my death, let me have my birth in America. Oh, how can you say? You are not authority. You are not authority. So this is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Prakita kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasa ahankar vimuratma kartaham niti mannate. Everything is being conducted by the supreme laws of nature, but the foolish man thinks that I am something, I am independent. This is foolishness. Ahankara vimura atma. Ahankara is false egoism. Ahankara means false egoism. What is that false egoism? That I am not this body, and I think I am this body. This is called false egoism. Therefore, Shankaracharya I am to say, priest's mission, that you are not this body. You are spirit soul. Aham Brahmasmi. Aham Brahmasmi. Now, still, when we try to realize ourselves, self-realization, there also foolishness or the dictation of the Maya or the illusory energy continues. What is that? Somebody is trying to realize himself, I am not this body. He understands that I am not this body, I am spirit soul. Then, if you are spirit soul, then what is your position? Oh, void, impersonal. Spirit soul, that means voidness. Oh, there is nothing after finishing this body. This voidness. There are philosophers who preach voidness. After this finishing this body, there is nothing. And other philosophers, impersonalists, they say that as soon as this body is finished, my personal identity is finished. Do you think like that? Is it possible? So long I am in this body is not actual I am. It is just like a vehicle. Just like you are sitting in a car. The car is moving according to your desire. Not that the car is moving independently. So, when you are in the car, so you are moving the car according to your desire, right or left or this road or that road. Suppose if you are out of the car, do you think that your personality is gone? Is it any reason? So, this body is just like a car. It is said in the Bhagavad Gita. Brahman sarvabhutani jantrarurhani maya. Maya has placed you in this car because you wanted this sort of car. Just like you have got in your practical experience. Somebody has got better car, somebody has got inferior car. Somebody has got trucks, but they are moving. Similarly, these different bodies, they are like car, and you are moving. Now, suppose you are out of the car, either from the truck or from the Rolls-Royce car or Chevrolet car or Ford car, do you think that your personality is finished? Because you are out of the car, then how can you say that when you are out of this body, your personality is finished? What is your reason? So this is another craziness. Just see how craziness follows. Void. Why void? I am so much intelligent. I am planning so much. Because my body is finished, therefore everything becomes void. This void philosophy was contradicted by this one. No, there is not void, there is spirit. Now, that spirit, when one comes to that spiritual self-realization out of this body, when if he is still further advanced in spiritual knowledge, then he will see what is my spiritual duty, what is my spiritual work. That is sanity. What is my spiritual work? Sanity. That is sanity. I cannot be void. I cannot lose my individuality and personality. That is nonsense. How can I? So long I am sitting in this body, or take the same crude example, so long I am sitting on the car, I am displaying so much individuality, and so much discrimination. As soon as there is a red signal, I stop my car. As there is a blue signal, a green signal, I start my car. I'm using my consciousness, I'm working, and simply by getting down from the car, I lose everything. I become void. What is this nonsense? No. There is neither hardness nor impartiality. The Bhagavad Gita does not agree to that. In the second chapter you have read, the Krishna, Lord Krishna says that Arjuna, myself, yourself, and all these persons who have come here to fight with one another, they were individual selves before, they are individual selves now, and they will continue to be individual selves in the future. So, don't be mad that you shall not fight. They are, this identity, spiritual identity will continue. And to make him understand, a very simple example was set before Arjuna, that dehinasmin jatha dehi kumarang jaubanang jara tatha dehantanang prapti dhiras tatranamayyati. My dear Arjuna, just like the living spark, the living self, is within this body, from the womb of the mother, it is developing, when after the father's mother's combination, there is a form of body just like a pea, and then that pea-like form develops within the womb of the mother, and after 10 months, there is no more space in the womb of the mother. So the child comes out and again grows. So the growth of the body is going on, or the change of the body is going on. Dehi nasmin jatha dehi. Dehi means in this body. And dehi means the person who is within this body. He is there from that pea-like form, because my form, my measurement is so small that we cannot see. It is not possible. It is 10,000 part of the tip of the hair. It is so small. So with our material eyes, or with your material conception, we cannot see the soul. But the soul is there. And the proof is, evidence is, because the soul is there, therefore the pea-like form material body is growing. Wherever there is growth, there are 6 symptoms of presentation, of presence of the soul. Growth is one of the important. So growth, as soon as the soul is out of this body, no more growth. If the child comes dead, there is no growth. The parents will say, it is useless, throw it. So similarly, Lord Krishna gave this first example to Arjuna, that don't think that the spiritual spark which is within the body, due to whose presence the body is growing, from childhood to boyhood, boyhood to youthhood, from youthhood to old age. So, when this body becomes useless, imperceptibly, the soul gives up this body, vāsāṁsi jinnāni jathāvyāya, just like we give up old dress and take another new dress. Similarly, we accept another body, and we accept that another body not according to my selection. That selection depends on the law of nature. That selection depends on law of nature. You cannot say at the time of death, but you can think of, you can say that individuality, and that selection is all there. Jangjanga bapi smaran leke maran smaran loki tajastante kalevaram. Just at the time of your death, your mentality, your thoughts will develop. You will get the next birth according to that body. So the intelligent man who is not crazy, he should understand that I am not this body. First thing, I am not this body. Then he will understand that what is his duty. As spirit soul, what is his duty? His duty is, that is stated in this Bhagavad Gita, in the last verse of the 9th chapter. The duty is manmanabhava. You are thinking something. Every one of us embodied, we think something. Without thinking, for a moment you cannot stay. That is not possible. This is the duty. You think of Krishna. You think of Krishna. You have to think something. So what is the harm if you think of Krishna? Krishna has got so many activities, so many literature, so many things. Krishna comes here. We have got volumes and volumes of books. If you want to think of Krishna, we can supply you so many literature that you cannot finish in your whole life. If you 24 hours read, so thinking of Krishna, then sufficient. Think of Krishna. Manmana bhava. I can think of you. Just like a person who is serving some boss, he is always thinking of that boss. I have to attend that at 9 o'clock, that boss will be displeased. He is thinking for some purpose. That sort of thinking will not do. Then therefore he says, bhava mad bhakta. You just think of me with love. When the master, when the servant thinks of the master, there is no love. He is thinking for palm ceiling pants. Because if I do not attend my office just at 9 o'clock, there will be late and I shall lose $2. Therefore he is thinking of not of the master, he is thinking of that palm ceiling pants. So that sort of thinking will not save you. Therefore he says, bhava mad bhakta. You just become my devotee. Then the thinking of me will be nice. And what is that? Bhakti, mad bhakta, devotion. Devotion means service. Madhyaji. You render some service to the Lord. We are engaged here always. Whenever you come, you will find us engaged in some duties. We have manufactured some duties. Just to think of Krishna only. Therefore our society's name is Krishna Consciousness, Society for Krishna Consciousness. We have got so many literature where each and every boy is engaged. Somebody is printing, somebody is writing, somebody is typewriting, somebody is dispatching, somebody is attending letters, somebody is cooking. 24 hours we are thinking of Krishna. How? Because we are engaged in the duties of Krishna. So Madhyaji, Mang Namaskuru. And what is the duty? If you have no obedience, you have to obey. Therefore it's called Namaskuru. You offer your respect. So bhakti minus respect, that is not bhakti. With love, with respect, with designated duties, if you be engaged in Krishna consciousness, then your life will be successful. Not identifying falsely with this material body and engage yourself with all sorts of nonsense. That will never make you happy. The same thing. That therefore, what is the difference between materialism and spiritualism? The same typewriter is there, the same dictaphone is there, the same mimeograph machine is there, the same paper is there, same ink is there, the same hand is there, everything is same, but everything is done for Krishna's account. That's all Krishna. This is spiritualism. Don't think spiritualism is something uncommon. You can turn the whole material world into spiritualism if you simply become Krishna conscious. This is spiritualism. Thank you very much.